Audio point two. On your left is the old Key pub, and directly opposite is Nelson Cottage, once owned by the artist Albin Burt. The cobbles spell out Nelson, and have nothing to do with Lord Nelson, but commemorate the artist's young son of that name, who tragically died at sea. Just past the cottage on the corner is Dover Cottage, where Emma, Lady Hamilton, stayed in 1784 to take a sea bathing cure for a skin complaint. Famous later as the mistress of Lord Nelson, she was in fact born into poverty and was the daughter of a blacksmith in the nearby coal mining area of Ness. She was baptised as Emmy Lyon in Neston Parish Church in 1765. Now move past the corner along the parade. The parade comprises a mixture of quaint and grand buildings, many of them listed, and some dating back to the 17th century. They reflect the interesting history of the area, most recently as a fishing village struggling to survive the encroaching salt marsh, but more notably a century of use as a port for Chester, a sea bathing resort, a terminal for packet ships to Dublin, and a ferry point for crossing to Flint. Since the end of the 17th century, the silting of the River Dee made access to Neston's New Quay impossible. Instead, operations moved down here to Park Gate, where the ships anchored in the main channel and passengers and goods were rowed to the shore. There was a regular schooner service to Dublin. With favourable winds, a crossing could take 15 hours. Park Gate saw its fair share of fashionable visitors, including the composer Handel, who disembarked in Park Gate after conducting the first performance of his Messiah in Dublin in 1742. There was no seawall when Park Gate was an important anchorage. The oldest section in the centre of the parade was built in 1800 as a promenade for sea bathing visitors, but the length from here to the projecting donkey stand was built later in 1830. And the far end, from the watch house to the boat house, was in 1840 the last section to be built. Here you can see the extensive black and white frontage of Mostyn House, which was established as a school in 1855. Its appearance has changed somewhat over the years to its current dramatic facade. This was the birthplace of Wilfrid Grenfell, the well-known missionary doctor who set up hospitals in the wilds of the Labrador coast of Canada. The school is still run by the Grenfell family. Previously, the George Inn stood in this area, and its landlord in 1770 had bathing machines for hire on the beach. Stagecoaches for London also left from here. If you look further down the parade, you will notice the Ship Inn. This inn was named after a ship, the Princess Royal, which was built in Park Gate in 1787. The inn was rebuilt in 1860 and enclosed much of the Drury Lane area, where a theatre performed during the sea bathing days. There are playbills that exist from 1811. Now walk further down the parade, and having paused to sample Park Gate's famous homemade ice creams, proceed to the projecting area of seawall with its seating and play audio point three.